Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
You've got about 10 minutes, and we've got all the news from around the region that you need to know. This is the St. Louis All Local from KMOX. Today is Wednesday, March 27th. I'm Michael Calhoun. Our top local story, a meeting to devise a plan about reducing the region's violent crime turned testy over the topic of St. Louis City's police force.
So, you know what? I've sat here and I've listened to all of your amendments, but this one, okay. I'm drawing the line.
No.
I really need you to withdraw this.
Just says
we are hiring officers.
That's St. Louis City Mayor Tashara Jones sparring with St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman. She took exception to his proposed amendment, which mandated St. Louis City hire 10 more police officers before the East-West Gateway Council of Governments hires a social worker. Ellman doesn't believe the council's plan can be successful without first filling out the city's police force.
If you want to do the social workers, I guess I'm not as optimistic, but I'm willing to give that a chance. But let's go back and get the kind of police presence that we had before.
Mayor Jones and others pushed back, saying every police force is having a hard time filling their ranks, with other municipal leaders joining in, saying they were not at full force either. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
After the bridge collapse and port closure in Baltimore, are supply chain issues going to affect the Midwest?
For everyday St. Louis people, I think that the effects will be fairly nominal.
Peter Goger is with OEC Group in St. Louis, a company that provides logistics info to over 50,000 customers all over the world. He says the delays from Baltimore could affect big businesses here the most.
I think all of us here in the U.S. will feel some effect of this in terms of time for deliveries and, you know, multiple different companies that are going to see just minor effects in their time for deliverables and cost.
Goger says it could be a couple of months before Baltimore's port gets back to normal. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
A total of 179 citations were issued during 67 traffic stops.
St. Louis Police Sergeant Charles Wall providing stats from Monday's Traffic Safety Enforcement Initiative.
This time, enforcement was focused within District 6, specifically along West Florissant near Riverview, North Broadway near Taylor, and Goodfellow near Stratford.
Police made 67 traffic stops and issued 179 citations, 48 for violations like speeding and running red lights. Another 14 were for seatbelt violations, and 117 were for non-hazardous issues. An expedited hiring event will be held this weekend by St. Louis County as it works to fill out its police force. Officer Kim Goss, a recruiter with the St. Louis County Police Department, says the starting salary for inexperienced officers begins at just under $57,000, but could be higher.
If we add in education pay and double pay holidays, that pay is actually more like $60,000. And then individuals can earn, an experienced officer can actually earn up to $90,000.
Officer Haas says the event will combine multiple parts of the hiring process, like a ride-along, lie detector test, physical exams, and more. It's scheduled for 9 a.m. Saturday at the County Police Academy, and potential applicants are asked to register in advance.
A KMOX follow-up.
St. Louis County is not the first governmental body to sue over the high cost of insulin. Last week, KMOX News first brought you news of a lawsuit by the county against drug makers and pharmacy benefit managers alleging insulin price fixing.
And in fact, just last month, Minnesota announced a settlement of an extremely similar type of a lawsuit, which lowered the price of insulin for a period of 5 years, and I would expect something very similar to happen with St. Louis County.
KMOX legal analyst Brad Young says there have been similar lawsuits in Maryland, Indiana, and Virginia.
We deliver for you.
The U.S. Postal Service may shut down a regional distribution center in Springfield, Illinois, and centralize the work in St. Louis. The Springfield facility would then be reworked as a local distribution center. USPS says most mail collected around Springfield is ultimately destined for outside that immediate area, and the business case supports sending processing to St. Louis. The Postal Service promises local mail in central Illinois would still be delivered within 2 days. The KMOX Business Desk, the majority of K-12 teachers in the U.S. say they don't feel qualified to detect AI influenced student work.
The Center for Democracy and Technology says teachers are becoming increasingly reliant on AI-powered detection tools to determine if students have used artificial intelligence to complete assignments. The center's Elizabeth Laird tells KMOX that's problematic.
These tools are known to not be particularly effective. So if teachers are relying on them, they may be disproportionately identifying groups of students and actually inciting disciplinary incidents when there in fact wasn't one.
The center's survey found that while more schools are permitting the use of AI by students, there's also been more discipline of students for perceived infractions. Less than a third of teachers surveyed say they have received guidance about how to respond if they do suspect a student has used AI in inappropriate ways. Megan Lynch, KMOX News.
As the news continues on KMOX.
KMOX goes in depth.
The East-West Gateway Council of Governments meeting ended with fireworks as leaders from St. Louis and St. Charles sparred over how to solve violent crime and police officer hiring levels.
You want a statement?
Sure. Whatever you want to say.
I hope right that now. Your viewers and listeners are happy with the status quo, because the status quo won today.
That's St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman afterwards. The meeting was a follow-up on this past fall's practicum to reduce violent crime, which brought regional leaders in politics and law enforcement together. After being told he couldn't introduce amendments in last month's meeting, St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman wasted no time first introducing amendments to change the makeup of the board overseeing the plan to reduce violent crime. Ellman wanted to guarantee a diversity of voices on the board.
This organization is the one place where you got people on the far right, the middle right, the middle left, and the far left. So when you do a regional document, the only chance I felt that we had to get something that would work is if you do both.
Ellman also proposed the board be at least half members of law enforcement. St. Louis City Mayor Tashar Jones pushed back, saying that the philosophies of the plan are split into three areas, and committing half the board to law enforcement would leave it out of balance.
You can't have a 50-50 split if you have three different methodologies that you use. And we're using the methodologies of prevention, intervention, and enforcement. And to tilt it heavily towards law enforcement, it unfairly imbalances the prevention and intervention side.
Mayor Jones finally had enough when an amendment was proposed which would tie the board's ability to hire social workers until St. Louis hires police officers. Hear how it unfolded.
This simply says if you want to hire a social worker, you need to hire 10 cops first. I renew my motion.
I'm sorry. This is where I draw the line, because you can no longer mandate what we do in the city of St. Louis's police department no more than I can mandate what you do in St. Charles.
This mandates a group on hiring.
No, you said the city of St. Louis must hire 10 new police officers before a social worker or additional social workers are hired by the collaborative.
It doesn't say that. It says the collaborative can hire a social worker until the city decides and does hire 10 police.
We are hiring. No, you cannot mandate that we hire.
No, we're not mandating.
Officers.
We're just saying.
You are mandating. Must. Must is a mandate, Steve. So, you know what? I've sat here and I've listened to all of your amendments, but this one, I'm drawing the line.
No.
I really need you to withdraw this.
It just says
we are hiring officers. We are hiring officers. We just graduated a class of 11. We have a class of 17 in our current class, and we have a class of 30 starting in 2 months.
St. Louis City Mayor Tashara Jones then said everyone is having trouble hiring.
So again, I make the point that people are retiring at a rate faster than people are joining the force, and that is everywhere. So are you going to mandate that Clayton hires 10 more officers, or that East St. Louis hire 10 more officers, or Ferguson hire 10 more officers?
No, we're not.
But you're not, and you're not going to mandate that St. Louis City does either. No.
You can't hire a social worker until
no.
The city does it.
No.
But you want me to rewrite it? With
point of order. Point of order.
The amendments proposed by Ellman were all voted down.
Nobody should get 100% of what they want, but I feel like
I feel like I didn't get much of what I was looking for. And hope it works anyway.
The violent crime plan was passed as is. It lays out the policy as a focused deterrence strategy, which aims to reduce violence by intervening before violent crimes are committed, offering resources to help those at risk of committing violent crimes turn their lives around, and focus police enforcement. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
That is the St. Louis All Local, a production of the KMOX News team. I'm Michael Calhoun. Thank you for listening.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.